Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Proverbs chapter 4, verses 10 through 23. The Reverend Craig Mueller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading appointed for today is from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 10 through 23. Hear, my son, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered. And if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked and do not walk in the way of the evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, and from it flow the springs of life. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, listen up, folks. Pay attention. Here is the word of wisdom from Solomon, the wisest man. Follow these instructions and you will live a long and happy life. Stray from them and you will die. Sort of reminds me of military leader to his young troops. Follow your training, follow my orders, trust me, and you might get out of here alive. Wisdom. While I was a chaplain at Navy Training Center Great Lakes, I was extremely busy counseling these young sailors who were convinced that they made the worst decision of their life, or their recruiter lied to them. Their world was being rocked beyond belief. They were looking for some encouragement, some words of wisdom from the chaplain, or just how to get out of the Navy. It was so often that happened that I actually put a poster of John Wayne in his camouflage uniform and had this written under it: life is tough, but it's tougher if you're stupid. Didn't seem to be a pastoral thing for a chaplain to have in his office, but believe it or not, it was effective in getting these young sailors to focus on the reality of life and that choices do have consequences. One old salty master chief told me, "Chaps, why are all these sailors coming to you and being all stressed out? They don't have to make any decisions. I tell them when to get up, when to go to bed, when to dress, how to dress, when to use the head, when to write home, when to PT, when to speak, and when not to speak. How is that stressful? Just do what you're told." Well, in our text today, Solomon is like that old master chief, is saying the same thing. Hear me and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of right uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered, and if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. That is powerful. Life choices have consequences. Then he warns against the opposite. Do not enter the path of the wicked. Do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink from the wine of violence. Not a pretty picture. And certainly is a description of a place we don't want to go or companionship we want no part of in our lives. Then the Proverbs turns to an all-familiar comparison of light and darkness. Evil is darkness. The Lord is the light and the path. Wisdom is to walk as children of the light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true, and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Yet we're not always in the light, are we? We were born blind, not in body perhaps, but certainly in soul. You were born apart from the light of the world, apart from Jesus and his grace. We must take care to define what this spiritual darkness is. It is unbelief. It is the lack of faith in Jesus. It is being unforgiven. We must define this carefully because by nature we'll define it incorrectly, dangerously. The temptation is to define this darkness as what happens to those who ignore consequences and engage in sin. Think of those who sacrifice their families, blind to the pain they cause, to pursue a lover or the next rung on the corporate ladder. Think of those who return to an addiction again and again. They ought to know better, but they can't see the light and return to their misery. Is this darkness? Sure, but it is not the darkness which Solomon speaks. Even many non-Christians would label such people as in the dark, if you will. But here is the danger. If we define darkness as doing the wrong and harmful thing, then we will define light as doing the right and beneficial thing. If the one who abandons his family lives in darkness, then the one who stays with his family lives in light. If the one who falls prey to drunkenness is blind, then the one with self-control can see, right? Well, part of it is right. We know that it's good to do good things and that choices do have consequences, but this is not the darkness to which our text refers. The darkness is living unforgiven, apart from Jesus, the light of the world. See, it's true that unrepentant adulterers stand condemned before God for their sin, but it's also true that the man or woman who is faithful in his or her marriage or an unbelieving virgin is also condemned before God. Impenitent drunkards face God's wrath, but so do those who never touch a drop of liquor because they don't see the need for Jesus. On the other hand, the repentant adulterer and drunkard is forgiven. Jesus says so himself. In speaking to the well-behaved Pharisees, he says, "Truly I say to you, tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even when you saw it, you did not afterwards change your minds and believe him." Well, this doesn't make sense in an unbelieving world. I guarantee the popular opinion says that Christianity is all about morality. Live your best life now, about keeping commandments. If you quote Jesus' words to the Pharisees, it won't make sense to those who don't believe, because they're in darkness. So walk as children of the light. That's what Solomon is saying. Walk as those for whom Christ has died. By his grace and the light that he gives, discern what is pleasing to the Lord, and what is most pleasing to the Lord is you. The Lord is pleased to forgive you. He delights to give you his grace in his word and sacraments. Jesus didn't die on the cross to inspire you to be a better Christian. He died on the cross to take away your sins. If you live a life that attempts to follow God's commands but remain unforgiven, you're lost in darkness. You're not pleasing to God. God is pleased with penitence, with broken and contrite hearts. God delights to forgive you. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, walk as a child of light means most of all to live as a penitent Christian. It means to confess your sins, receive God's forgiveness through Christ. It means that you remain the humble but always rejoicing in that Jesus who has given you sight and life. This is what it means to walk in the light. As you walk in the light, you will bear fruit of the light. You know that Jesus set you free from sin, not to sin. You know that as one forgiven, you're set free to live as God would have you live. Christ is the vine and you are the branches because he has joined you to him. You can now bear good fruit. By his grace, you can resist temptation and do what is good and right and true. You can walk and your step will not be hampered, and run and you will not stumble. As long as you are in this world, there will still be dark recesses in your heart, dark corners in your mind. There are sins in which you indulge in secret, either behind the doors of your home or the curtain of your thoughts. These are sins that you still battle and sometimes surrender to. If they were brought out into the light, we all would be exposed. We'd be mortified and ashamed. Yet they remain. They remain either because we are helpless against them or because we think we can't live without them, or maybe we actually enjoy it. But my friends, God knows it. He knows our sin sickness, and he has sent his Son to pay for your sin and redeem you from that sin. So do you feel helpless against the sins in which you struggle? You are helpless. Jesus is not. You can be sure that the Lord who has died for your sins has promised to be your strength and your shield, and you are his child, a child of light. So wisdom says that life and light are found in Christ, who has conquered both sin and death and darkness for you. Christ has borne your sins and paid for them on the cross. He has set you free from darkness, free from death. He has died on the cross to give you salvation. So listen up, troops, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many, for eternity, in fact. Cling to the cross of Christ. Keep hold of Jesus' wisdom, for he is your life and salvation. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Vincent Bain, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.